The Let There Be Rock School is a brand new music school that looks to provide young musicians with a path toward improving their skill set. As a performance-based school, kids come and take private lessons, are then paired up with a band, and once they're in a band, they name their band and have rehearsals every week, just like the pros do. Here to tell us all about Let There Be Rock is Pepe Clark. Welcome to State of the Arts, Pepe.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Pepe, you are a rock and roll drummer.
I am a rock and roll drummer through and through, yes.
And why did you decide to start a school?
I tour in a band. Yeah. The band's called King, and we tour all over the United States. And we did a show for some kids in a Let There Be Rock school in Frederick, Maryland. And we played there. I saw how awesome it was. And then we came through again, played there again. We became really good friends with the owner. And I started getting the idea of maybe opening one of these. I knew there was nothing like this in El Paso, and I wanted, you know, to try to do something like that here. And so I started talking to him about maybe opening up a location in El Paso, and he was open to it. This was a few years ago. I was living in Los Angeles, and so about a year ago, I moved back to Juarez. I grew up in Juarez.
Nice.
And 5 months ago, I moved to El Paso, and we started working on this. We've been open for a month.
That's awesome. So how does the curriculum work? Like, as a kid, you walk in there, and actually you said adults can take classes too, right?
We welcome all ages. Our demographic is definitely kids about 6 to 18 years old, mm-hmm. but we have a couple of students that are 3 years old that are, you know, giving it a shot, and we also have one adult right now.
Okay, so maybe two now.
Hopefully two, yeah. Yeah, but we welcome people of all ages, and when we do... So how does it work, you ask me?
Yeah, like do you walk in, like does a kid have an idea of what instrument they want to play or do you ask them or how?
They can. The first lesson is free, so they can try stuff out, you know, and we can do like, you know, half of a lesson of one instrument, half of a lesson of another one if they have an idea of what they want. Or even the first month, they could even take one of each instruments and like see what they like. We pair them up on skill set, based on skill set and on age.
Yeah.
Personality, you know, like it's brand new, so we're kind of going with the flow as we go. And the idea is that they learn to play songs immediately. It's not really that we're gonna teach them to read or that we're gonna teach them theory. It's that they learn to play songs, kind of like we used to do when I was younger.
Right. I mean, you wanted to be in a band, so you figured it out.
So I figured out how to play an instrument. But now it seems like there's so much technology and so many distractions, and kids are looking for instant gratification.
Right.
And the idea of sitting there with an instrument trying to figure out how to play it sometimes now, I feel, seems a little more daunting or more unrealistic.
Yeah.
So we're providing the tools for kids to get to the point where they're playing a song a lot quicker than if they just sat there with a guitar and listening to songs and trying to figure it out.
And really, it seems like if you are able to instantly gratify that, like if you can walk out of there playing a song, it seems like you'd be more motivated to continue, right?
Exactly. That's the whole idea of it. Like, I'm sure after two lessons, a drummer can play through an AC/DC song.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Or a guitar player can play the riff to Smoke on the Water. It's like...
Yeah, that's the power in it.
And those things are extremely powerful. And I feel like they motivate people so much because it's like, oh, I can't. You realize that you can do it. It's
right.
Not one of these things like, well, how do you even start, you know?
Right.
And we have great teachers that are... They all tour with their bands. They're all experienced in the industry. And we have the means to take it as far as kids want. If they wanted to take it to a professional level, we can definitely help them get there.
What do you learn from teaching people to play music?
I guess you learn about the different personalities that exist out there. And you learn to interact with a wide variety of people. I guess it's like with anything, you know,
right.
It's human. This human interaction, but it's private lessons or so, you know, since it's one-on-one,
right.
you learn the nuances of people's personalities. And I think every student that you have betters you as a teacher.
Now, you've been in a band for a long time. I know a lot of people think it's fun and games and all that, but really you're talking about balancing four different lives and kind of having them come together. How do you teach that to students? Because you are coming together to play music, but there's a lot more at work there.
There's a lot at work. The way we do it is very structured. Like we'll do,
you
know, their lesson during the week and their rehearsal on the weekends. So it's very easy for everybody to adapt to the schedules, you know?
Right.
As far as like touring goes and stuff, like we're not really focused on them learning anything about the lifestyle of musicianship, just that they become interested in music, just like any art, you know?
Right.
Even if they don't stay interested in music, but this leads them to some other artistic form.
Or friends, right? Who knows who you meet?
Who knows who you meet?
Doing the process.
I've met the best people of my life playing in bands, you know, through music, so.
And what was it for you that motivated you to want to become a musician?
It's something that I had my entire life. Since I was very, very young, since as far as I can remember, I always wanted to play the drums. And I insisted on a drum set for Christmas for years and years and years until I finally got one. And when I got one, it was hours and hours that I would sit behind it, you know, trying to figure it out every day for the rest of my life.
It's still figuring it out, I guess.
Still figuring it out, yeah.
Where is the school? How can people find you? You know, those kinds of things.
We're located on 3945 Donovan Park Circle. It's off of Sunland and Donovan. The number is 915-307-4883. And our website is www.lettherebe-rock-ep.com.
Very cool. How do you interface with the original Let There Be Rock school? Do they kind of guide you with curriculum and all that, or how does that?
Well, it's not really a franchise. It's just another location. So we're basically running the way we want to. If we need advice, they've been more than helpful in helping us get, you know, the right equipment, the right tools, the right size school and everything. So yeah, like they're there for backup for sure, but we're running it the way we want to, you know.
So you said something interesting at the beginning. You're touring with your band, and you stopped and you played at that school.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
They went to a show that we did in Baltimore, and they really liked the band and got in touch with us through Facebook, and asked us, like, next time you guys are in town, would you guys like to play at our school? And we agreed. So next time we were in town, we stopped by and we did a show for the kids. And we actually played with one of the bands that came out of that school. Incredible band. I remember I was blown away. Like, we kind of weren't taking it seriously. And then we saw them play and we were like, maybe I should go warm up.
This is real.
Yeah.
So are you going to be able to do the same thing when bands are touring? Or, you know, obviously you have a lot of friends on the circuit, to have them stop by and play for your students?
Yes, we have an awesome concert hall at the school. And yes, by all means, we're hoping to have a lot of clinics, a lot of workshops, a lot of bands coming in and, you know, performing for kids. It's 100%. We want this to be a musical, like, mecca,
right,
for the city, and have people that come visit, you know, that are driving through town or having a day off or having a show later that day, come in and play and perform, and we'll feed them and, you know, take care of people. So yeah, definitely we want to have that.
And at what point do your kids perform? Have you had a showcase yet or a performance?
We haven't. We're brand new. Hopefully, we might do our first show, fingers crossed, in December when we have enough kids to have a band. And after we do the first show, we'll do them every 3 months.
And each band by then, I mean, I guess they're having their band name, they're producing.
Oh, they get to name their band. They can do whatever they want. They can't even pick the genre they want to play. If they want to pick a genre, We want to focus on covers,
right?
But once they get rolling and they learn their instruments, if they want to start writing original music, we'll help them do that. We'll help them with lyrics, with anything that they need.
So what's the most popular song? I know Smoke on the Water is one that you can definitely learn.
Yeah, well, Smoke on the Water was super popular when I was growing up.
Right.
I think it's still popular. I don't know. I hear a lot of other bands that I've never heard of that people are way into right now, so. Smoke on the Water might sound like classical music to them.
Right,
now.
That's true. So what are the kids into these days? What are they asking you for?
Well, surprisingly, they're into a lot of stuff that I was into, because their parents, a lot of their parents are my age. So
I'm guessing Beatles,
Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, stuff like that.
The core basics if you're going to be a rock and roller.
Yeah, exactly, which is by all means, like, I welcome that a lot.
Of course, so. as does any other tight and true rocker.
It's what I love. So
right.
I would love to teach that to future generations.
Well, it sounds like you're doing it.
We're working on it.
So if somebody wants to find you again, they can look at your website.
Yeah, www.lettherebe-rock-ep.com. The number is 915-307-4883, and we're at 3945 Donovan Park Circle.
And also your Facebook page. It's pretty user-friendly if anybody wants to find you on
Facebook. Yeah, forward slash Let There Be Rock EP.
So easy to find. If you have a kid that is interested in rock and roll.
If you're interested in rock and roll.
I'm thinking I'm going to be there for drum lessons because this is really, really cool.
I expect you there now.
I will be there, Pepe. Count on it.
All right.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for
having
me.
Today my guest was Pepe Clark. He plays in the band King, but he also started the Let There Be Rock School of Rock here in El Paso for future generations of rock and rollers.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.